Job's experiences at Next had matured him, but they had not mellowed him much. He still had no license plate on his Mercedes, and he still parked in the handicap spaces next to the front door, sometimes straddling two slots. It became a running gag. Employees made signs saying, "Park different," and someone painted over the handicap wheelchair symbol with a Mercedes logo. People were allowed, even encouraged, to challenge him, and sometimes he would respect them for it. But you had to be prepared for him to attack you, even bite your head off, as he processed your ideas. You never win an argument with him at the time, but sometimes you eventually win, said James Vincent, the creative young ad man who worked with Lee Clow. You propose something, and he declares, "That's a stupid idea," and later he comes back and says, "Here's what we're going to do," and you want to say, "That's what I told you 2 weeks ago, and you said that's a stupid idea." But you can't do that. Instead, you say, "That's a great idea. Let's do that."